Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
We Shared Dad by John T. McMood, Charleston, South Carolina. Several months ago, I was poring over my dad's personal effects after his passing at age 81. A few weeks before his death, I had visited to help him out with his computer. While I worked, Dad napped peacefully. As I repaired his computer, I thought about all the famous heroes I had been privileged to meet or see in my life. Admiral Alan Shepard, several presidents, a governor or two, and some really famous doctors. All the while, I knew that the real hero in my life had been my dad. I wrote him a note and explained that to him, and left it for him to read later. He did, and later told his poker-playing buddies about it. Some of them, who came to Dad's funeral, mentioned it to my wife. "Oh, your husband wrote that note." He had told the whole poker group about it. Mom had always told me of Dad developing treatments for pediatric diseases that normally killed babies. He stayed at the hospital all night a number of times to help bring a baby through a crisis. She was so proud of him and knew how hard his work was since she was a registered nurse. She told me many things he did without expecting to be recognized. He practiced pediatrics for over 40 years and cared for all of the local foundling and orphan home children. He never charged them a dime. He was not that kind of man. I have a bit of a soft spot in my heart for orphans. I suppose I got that from him. On many occasions we shared, Dad, by not having him home at supper because he was helping a child with a normally fatal disease. He actually was able to help save some of those children. He never made it to any of my Little League games either, since he had important things he was needed for. After his passing from heart disease, I found one thing that none of us had been told of, not even my mother. Dad had been wounded during World War II. As a non-combatant, he was apparently ineligible for the Purple Heart. Medics, nurses, and doctors were prohibited from carrying guns or engaged in combat roles. He ignored his own wounds and literally saved the lives of several other men while waiting to care for himself last. Admiral Alan Shepard's autograph is meaningless next to the note that Dad left for me to find, along with the Bronze Star for gallantry that he had never told us about. Dad was a small man by today's standards, about 5'8" in his prime. Next to me, he looked very tiny. But as my brother and I helped him in the last way that sons can, I realized we were pallbearers for a quiet and giant little hero, Dr. George McMood, Jr.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.